Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks so much for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Not too long ago, I was talking with a friend about the difference between a rising star and a rock star. Basically, he described to me a rising star is somebody that keeps finding the next thing, right? They keep learning a new skill. They keep finding something else. It's almost like they're working their way up the ladder. That is a rising star. But there are some people that are considered rock stars. These are people that are so good at this one thing that they do that it'd be a tragedy to move them into something else. This is how you have folks that are performers their entire lives, folks that their names just come to mind even right now that have been performing and they're amazing at their craft. They're not changing things. They're not bouncing from industry to industry. They're doing one thing and they're doing it so really well. Well, one of the principles about us knowing what God's will is for our life is to begin to look at those things. What are we good at? See, why would God give us gifts and abilities and talents and not expect us to use them? That would be a waste. See, God gives us spiritual gifts. He gives us passions. He gives us abilities. He's given us personalities. He gives us certain experiences. And all of these things make us unique. And when we take the time to figure out how all of that fits together, it gives us direction for where we should go with our lives. So I would encourage you today, ask yourself as we're early in 2018, what am I good at? What is it that I love to do? What is my passion? What do I find that is exciting? And what do I find that's boring? What do people often say, hey, you're really great at that about? How could God use those things that are passions and that you're good at for his kingdom? Ephesians 2:10 says this, for we are God's handiwork, or created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. See, we're God's handiwork. God placed us with certain abilities, gifts, experiences, and from that actual thing, we're to live and to do what he's called us to do. You're unique. There's nobody like you. But there's more to life than just being unique. There's also being effective. See, God used you. God wired you in such a way so that you wouldn't just be unique, so that you could do good works. Even before you were born, God placed something, God already designed something for you to do in your life. It's as if he said, I'm going to make this person with gifts, abilities, and talents, and I'm going to allow this person to go to certain places to do certain things, some good, some painful, some educational, but I'm going to do all of these things and bring them together because I want something to be done in the world that will take this kind of person to do it. See, God calls all of us to take those gifts and to serve with it. That's what it means to have a personal ministry, that we would take our talents, we'd take our gifts, and we would help other people. See, true fulfillment means being who we are and what God meant us to be. The Bible says that God has given each of us special abilities. And then it goes on to say to be sure to use them to help each other. And so today, maybe the goal isn't to climb the ladder and become a rising star. Maybe today we need to lean into those abilities, talents, and skills and become a rock star doing what God has created us to do. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us on the weekday podcast. There's a lot going on around here at Sugar Hill Church. A lot of things coming up, including our student ministry retreat. And so you can find out more information about that at sugarhillstudents.com. We also have a lot going on in our family ministry and in our kids ministry. So if you haven't visited the website for our kids ministry, go to kids.sugarhill.church. Again, that's just kids.sugarhill.church. And there's a lot of great resources, a lot of great information. Well, hey, I hope you have a great day. If there's anything we can do for you, please drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com.